This is Radio Elk Grove. I'm Denny Gomez. As part of our series on the 12th annual Elk Grove State of the City Address, the candidate's response, we spoke to Jerry Braxmeyer, mayoral candidate, at his administrative law offices in Elk Grove on April 1st, the Sunday after the address. Here is that unedited interview. So we're here with candidate Jerry Braxmeyer in his office. And Mr. Braxmeyer, the mayor opened the State of the City Address with a statement about the independence of Elk Grove, how it's created its own independence, and a sense that we've arrived, that we've become who we are as a city. Certainly more development to go. How do you feel about that? Are you in line with that statement? Where do you stand on that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to make my opening statement here. And what I'd like to say is I'm not a career politician. I don't plan to be. I'm just like most people. I'm a businessman. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I run my business here in Elk Grove. And what I do is I love my city so much, but I fear for its future. And I simply want Elk Grove to get back to its roots and to restore its greatness. Now, in doing so, my view is going to be unemployment and job creation. And yeah, Elk Grove is an independent city, and we have grown, but I believe that there's more progress to be made. That progress is going to be, we need to increase on the unemployment. I mean, not increase on the unemployment, but we need to fix the unemployment issue. And we also need to have job creation. So that is my stance in regards to how Elk Grove is and where I believe it can go.
The mayor's first section of his speech was about economic development, and the overall sense of it was that bigger is better. How do you feel about that?
Well, everyone has their views on how local government should run. I'm going to concentrate on, again, unemployment, fixing the unemployment, and job creation. And how I'm going to do that is, for example, the mall is a great example out there. I think what we do is we try to get the big fish, you know, to basically come here to Elk Grove. And now, as a result of that, we have a big eyesore out there, and that's the first thing that people see when they drive into Elk Grove is this area that's undeveloped. I will personally work with the Howard Hughes Company to basically develop the best use of that property, which, again, will lead to job growth and a broader tax base.
The next part of the speech was about infrastructure, about the importance of it, how they've developed it. And an emphasis was put on the project of the Grantline Corridor, which is a much-debated item. Where do you stand on that and on the development of our infrastructure?
Well, again, people are free to have their views on how the government should run and the decisions they're going to make. Any decision I make is going to be what's in the best interest of Elk Grove. I'm not a career politician. I'm going to make every effort to have an open-door policy to listen to anybody's ideas. So any decision that is made by me is going to benefit Elk Grove. Not going to benefit my political agenda. Not going to benefit my ability to run for an additional office. I'm here in Elk Grove. I'm staying in Elk Grove. I'm raising my family in Elk Grove. And obviously, infrastructure is a very important part of it. That's where we have to be fiscally responsible. We have to be able to grow as a city, but we have to be fiscally responsible when we're doing so. That means we don't dip into our surplus in order to benefit the growth of the infrastructure. And as you can see, there's been some examples, such again as the mall. The mall is a far, long-range, poor planning, I believe, on the part of the city council. And therefore, we have an eyesore out there, and we have to fix that. So that, again, is part of the infrastructure. And I believe I would focus on being an open-door policy, having everybody come to me and giving me ideas and listening to everybody. I believe that's important.
The mayor went on at length about community involvement and volunteerism, how it's a backbone of what we've been doing here in the city. Do you feel we're doing enough, or do you feel that that's the right direction for Elk Grove, the various commissions and volunteerism that has been developed?
Well, I was born and raised here in Elk Grove. I've been here for 45 years. I've seen this city grow. I think in any city, it's going to have growing pains, and I believe there's more that needs to be done. We need to have more volunteers. We need to have more citizens involved in the growth and to have a voice on how we are going to grow this great city, how we're going to increase jobs, how we're going to bring businesses here to Elk Grove, How are we going to keep businesses here in Oak Grove? That all is a collective art, and that is going to be used by everybody. Everyone should have a voice in how we're going to really benefit and grow this great city that we live in.
Super. The mayor was very pleased to announce a lot of accomplishments and progress that the city has made. How do you feel we stand on that? Do you think that we should have gotten farther? Is there some plateau you think we should be shooting for in the future?
Yeah, while some progress has been made, I will go further. And for example, is again the mall. I really focus on the mall because I believe that's an important aspect of the city, because it's an eyesore. It's the first thing that people see when they come into Elk Grove, and it's the last thing they see when they leave Elk Grove. I would again work with the Howard Hughes Company in order to better develop that property. Also, we need to be better business partners with businesses. We need to ease up on the regulatory scheme in order to have businesses come here to Elk Grove, thrive here in Elk Grove, expand here in Elk Grove, which again will hire individuals within the community, which again would help unemployment, broaden the tax base, and that would again help Elk Grove as a city. And I believe to grow as a city, we have to grow with it. We have to grow in our jobs, and we have to grow within our infrastructure, and that is going to be, you know, something that I would focus on, and again have an open door policy to make sure that any decision is made is going to be the best interest of Elk Grove.
Now, in the conclusion of the speech, Mayor Cooper said this city is unique, the city is strong, and challenged us to improve on what we've already created. But he didn't create a specific vision for that future. Do you have a specific vision, a place that you'd like to see Elk Grove head towards going forward?
Again, everyone has their views on how the government should run and what they believe the success of Elk Grove is. My vision and my goal is to increase businesses. Private sector jobs here need to be increased. We need to work on the unemployment. We need to identify these issues that are going to help businesses thrive here. All too often, we have regulatory schemes. We have things that are just really, really not allowing businesses to be successful here. You can see it when you drive down drive down Laguna Boulevard, drive down Elk Grove Boulevard. You see storefronts that are empty. That is something that we need to fix, because that will allow us to grow as a city and to thrive as a city. And that is the vision that I have, is to make the city even better than it is, and to restore some sanity into the government. I think people are afraid of where the city is going, and I want to be a voice to help the city get to where I believe it is an incredible city to live in, because I love the city of Elk Grove just as much as anybody else.
Mr. Braxmeyer, the role of mayor is brand new in Elk Grove. Of course, we've had appointed mayors for the 12 years of our existence, but this is the first time we were actually electing a mayor. How do you see the role of mayor? How will you lead the city in a way that has not been happening in the past through the appointed mayor system?
Well, I think the city of Elk Grove has spoken. The city of Elk Grove passed legislation in order to have their mayor elected for a two-year term. I believe that that's a result of, again, the fear that I believe some citizens have for their city. I'm the best candidate for the mayor because I own my own business. I know what it takes to hire employees. I know what it takes to have a budget. I know what it takes to manage a caseload. I have employees. I signed the back of the check, but I also signed the front of the check. So my experience in running a successful business, which this is a successful business, will allow me to run for mayor and be able to hit the ground running the day that I am elected mayor. And I believe that gives me an edge up, because running a business is going to be the same as running a city. Albeit there's going to be some additional challenges, but again, having an open door policy and having everybody be open to new ideas, listening to everybody, and I'm going to make the best decision for the city of Elk Grove. And the reason why is I'm not a career politician. I'm not going to move myself and my family to another city in order to better my political career. I have my business here. I'm raising my family here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here in Elk Grove, and I believe that's important, extremely important, for whoever's going to be elected the first elected mayor of the city of Elk Grove in 2012.
Great. Now, finally, was there anything that really jumped out at you that you'd like to speak to in the State of the City address that we haven't covered thus far?
Elk Grove is an incredible city to live in. I've been here for 45 years. I've seen it grow. It's growing into a really incredible place to live. I believe we can make it better. And how I'm going to make it better in my closing statement here is that I'm going to stop out-of-control spending and taxation. I'm going to reduce abusive regulations that are killing our businesses, which I believe is an important aspect of making this city a really awesome city to be in, because we want businesses here. We want to keep them here. We want them to thrive. Reform and improve business climate. That's obviously going to help unemployment. That's obviously going to help job creation. Allowing businesses to create new jobs is going to help the infrastructure. We'll have taxes. We'll have those things that we can use to better our infrastructure, which is extremely important. And I believe to restore pride in our great city of Elk Grove.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your remarks. You can listen to our coverage and commentary of the State of the City address and follow links to coverage of our project partners on our website at www.radioelkgrove.com. The candidate's response was created in partnership with the Elk Grove Patch, news and events for our city, found at www.elkgrove.patch.com, and the Elk Grove News, Elk Grove's unique online newspaper, found at www.elkgrovenews.net. This recording is produced by Denny Gomez and Radio Elk Grove, who are solely responsible for its content. Thanks for listening.